Become mentally tough and achieve incredible success.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody, and happy solstice. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted, thrilled to be bringing you this podcast. Today, we're going to talk about some habits that are just going to toughen you up mentally, going to help you in 2017 achieve the kind of things that you want to achieve, attract the kind of things you want to attract. But first, I got to educate you a little bit. Can I do that? Here we go. You hear me talk about putting skin in the game, that if you want to build a business, you're going to have to put some skin in the game. You're going to have to show up early. You're going to have to work late, perhaps. You know, it takes energy. And when you put skin in the game, it means that you are investing energy into whatever it is you are trying to accomplish, whatever it is that you are doing. Now, I got to tell you, and I don't mean to get personal about this, so I won't get too personal. But today, in 2016, people send you a Christmas card by simply sending you a text or an email. Friends, let me tell you something. That is not how to put skin in the game. That shows absolutely no investment of time and energy on your part. Absolutely none. There are some old school things in life that are worth getting rid of. Sending out holiday cards and Christmas cards to family and friends is not one of them. And the reason is, when you send out a Christmas card to family, to friends, to clients, to coworkers, you are showing them, you are expressing to them that they are worth your time. That you actually sat down and wrote them a little note or signed a card and thought about them for a moment. That you put skin in the game, into the relationship. Now look at it. If you're not going to put skin into a relationship, if you're not going to invest in a relationship, then how in the hell do you expect to invest in anything else? How in the hell do you expect anything else to manifest for you? I believe every relationship is important. And I believe that being on this planet is really about building relationships and maintaining those relationships. Some of them are active relationships. Some of them are more passive, but they're still relationships. So I just want to suggest to you that if you're building a business, if you're building a career, if you're just trying to take your life to the next level, get in the habit of sending birthday cards, not emails. You can send the email too. You can make a phone call. That's nice. But send the card. Send the Christmas card. You can also send an email. You can also do an email blast if you want to. You can make a phone call, but send the card. I believe it's important. It's important for you. You know, when I send out cards, each card is a moment of gratitude for that person in my life. What a wonderful opportunity to practice the law of attraction by having that little moment of gratitude. If I was a retail business, every single person on my list would get a letter from me or a card. And the good customers, the special customers, would get a personal message in addition, or maybe even a gift. That's how you build a tribe, a family, a group. And that's how you attract more of what you want into your life. Give in order to receive. You got to give first before you receive. Absolutely important. It's a principle. It's a law. It's how it works. So some of you who are sending off a few emails and thinking that's your Christmas card, it isn't. It's a sign that you are not putting skin in the game. Okay, there you go. Do with it as you want.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Let's talk about these habits that will help you stay and get mentally tough in 2017. 2017 is going to be an incredible year for you. But there's an old saying, how do you eat an elephant? You eat it one bite at a time. I think the most important thing you can do is write out kind of a sketch of what 2017 is going to be about for you as far as the absolute things you want to accomplish. What are the things you want to accomplish in 2017? Write them down. And then start breaking down what you need to get done into micro goals every day. And affirm it. Affirm it. And don't get caught up in the elephant. Focus on the bite. Focus on one bite at a time. That constant affirmation, so important. You know, a lot of people say, Robert, where do you do or when do you do your affirmations? I have mine in the shower. I do them every time I get in the shower. Do them consistently. You know, shower is a pretty consistent thing. Putting them on the refrigerator, pretty consistent. You know, putting them in your wallet, another consistent place, or on your iPhone, another consistent place. But practice your affirmations regularly and take small, bite-sized actions every day. Next, I want you to visualize your success over and over and over again. I want you to rehearse your success so much, so often, that when it happens or as it begins to manifest, you're going to say, yeah, I've rehearsed this 1,000 times. I know how this works out. Rehearsal is important. Practice your success and visualize it. I highly urge you to give yourself a present for 2017. Go to our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com, and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching absolutely free. And then go to the store and get our program on creative visualization. It's the one program you must use 3, 4, 5 times a week. And you do it for a year. You do it for a year. Commit right now to doing it for a year, along with Money Like Magic. Wow. Wow. That's all I'm going to say. There's a wow factor there because incredible success is just around the corner for you. You are becoming a true magnet of attraction. Get creative visualization at lawofattractionsolutions.com. And I would also recommend, if money is your thing, get Money Like Magic. And please use it every day. Don't just put it on your phone or something and then listen to it once or twice. It's the repetition of doing it over and over and over. Yes, Some things need repetition in life. That's how it works. Number 3, get control on your emotions. Don't allow your emotions to swing to the left and to the right, back and forth, up and down. Get a handle on them. I highly recommend a lot of exercise, a lot of gratitude work on a daily basis. I also like a natural, I think it's an amino acid called 5-HTP. I think you can get that in any health food store. Make sure that you're not pregnant or anything like that if you decide to take it. But get a handle on your emotional state, because that's what you are vibrating and that's what you are attracting. You know, we talked about micro goals. Number 5, focus on small victories. Hey, I got a victory. Hey, I got a victory. You know, I used to have a bell in the office years ago. And every time there was a victory, I don't like it when people don't celebrate small victories. In this office, I want everybody, Max, Merlin, Morty, Rachel, myself, celebrating every small victory that takes place. It's how it works. You get in the habit of celebrating these small victories and you attract more of them over and over and over and over again. It's a good thing. And number 6, find your tribe, or better yet, create your own tribe. Remember we were talking earlier on about sending out physical Christmas cards, physical birthday cards, things of that nature. Start to build the tribe. Start to build the community. And you're going to find that there's different skills within that community. And don't be afraid to share the wealth. As you share the wealth, you become wealthier. Build your tribe. Nobody wins alone. You have to have good people around you in order to take it to the next level. That's your family, your friends, everybody. You're all part of a team here. You're all part of a tribe. You know, this is it. This is the end of the year. This is the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. You can focus on that inward light, that inward gratitude today. We are doing special work, 24 hours of special work. Actually, our work will continue beyond that. It will continue even past Christmas. But it starts today for a select number of people. Some of them are going to become very, very wealthy in 2017. Some of them are going to have a relationship that they thought they would never have again come back to them. Good things are happening. Miracles are happening all over the place, and you can claim your miracle too. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. And if you have a crisis situation, send a letter, and for heaven's sakes, include a phone number. Okay, have an incredible solstice. Light up the skies. Light up your inside heart chakra. Just get on fire today. Get passionate. It's the darkest day of the year, but the light is growing a minute every day. Okay? Be a part of it. You are a part of it. Have a great day now, because you deserve it.